Welcome to the Carl and Jenny Talk About podcast, where we discuss topics, upcoming events, what's been happening, and spill the beans on each other. Listen and learn how to spend a lot of time together in a small space and how we make it as a couple. Subscribe for the latest episodes. Now here's your hosts, Carl and Jenny. Hello and welcome to another episode of Carl and Jenny Talk About. I'm Carl.
And I'm Jenny.
And together, we're the dream team. How's your wine going down? No.
I've only just had two little sips out of it, really.
And you're getting your Hiawatha stripes already.
No, I'm not. I just have that to lubricate my throat, you know, so that the words come out. Because I'm at that age where I can't remember words.
You're just at that age.
Many words. Yeah.
You can't remember much.
I'm lucky if I can remember that I've put my knickers on, really, and that I've got dressed properly before I go out. Although, having said that, I don't know how many times I go out and I think, oh, I forgot my bloody mask. And then I'll go to the shower and I think, oh, I forgot my bloody towel. I do it every time.
Use your mask.
Do it every time. What?
There's a little towel.
There's two bigger parts of me and too little amount of space on a mask to clean, to dry it, I'm afraid. Mm. I think that might just cover
one
nipple. No more. So in this week...
Anyway, swiftly moving on.
Yeah, that's enough about nipples. So in this lovely week, back in England...
It's Easter. It was Easter.
It was Easter week.
And
I was just going to say that we've not got our Easter. It's quite a distance between of time in between theirs and the Greek Easter. Ours is not until beginning of May, so it's like a month. Yeah, it's not normally that much of a difference. But it made me think about my grandma, actually, who used to play hell. You know, she used to like all the little idioms and things, and like you can't have... elephants on a wall, and you can't have a clock on an outside wall in your house because it's bad luck. And
no, you can have it on an outside wall. You can't have it on an inside wall. What's an outside wall? Just to clarify.
Oh yeah, in your house, if you've got a clock, and that wall was an outside wall, you couldn't have a clock on there. You had to have it on inside wall.
Do you know where all this? I'm just interrupting slightly. Where this bullshit comes from about elephants in your house are bad luck?
Elephants are bad luck. Don't anybody have an elephant in their house?
Do you know why?
Because my grandma said...
No, they trample everything down and bust up. It's not like having a little dog.
No. Owls are bad luck in your house.
Because they throw up everywhere.
They just are. They just what people... It's like people don't have green cars.
Here's a bit of Wikipedia. Did you know that owls cannot digest bones?
Do they eat bones?
Well, they eat little creatures, don't they? They eat mice and stuff and rats and...
Right. Did they swallow them down whole?
They swallow them.
Because they've not got any teeth, obviously, have they?
But they cannot digest the bones.
So they just poo them out?
No.
Kind of like me with sweet corn.
No. It's like a... You know how a cat coughs up hair? Mm. Owls do the same with bones. You don't believe me, do you?
I do believe it. I'll look it up though when it's true. That was quite a funny thing for you to know.
The reason I know it, it's just coincidental. I was watching a diving program the other day on YouTube, and they were doing cave diving, which is we do diving, but we don't want to do cave diving because it's a little bit
dangerous.
You only get it wrong once in you've only got to get it wrong once anyway in diving, and you can be dead anyway. But just adding that big cavern and what you can't find your way out of and a roof above your head so you can't just come up if there's a problem. It just adds a little bit more to thrill, I suppose. But anyway, cave divers was going down into these caves in the Bahamas.
And there were an owl in it?
Yes. They'd gone down into one of these blue holes, as they call them. Mm. What are like really deep. And they was doing the history of the Bahamas. The Bahamas are built on limestone. And years and maybe millions, hundreds of thousands of years ago, the sea wasn't as high as it is now. And these rocks formed with rainfall. because the rain erodes the limestone, as you well know, and made the caves. And now the sea levels have risen, these caves are quite a way underwater. So these divers were going down into the caves to explore, to see if they could find any fossilised remains of animals.
Right.
What are no longer in the Bahamas. And they got into this cave and there was a ledge, like what would have been above water.
And one of the divers put his hand on it and there were a load of owls sick on it.
All the owl, fossilised owl remains of bones and stuff. And they collected them up, brought them all up, and it were mice and little rats and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the, I don't know whether they call it the sputum or whatever from the owl. It's wrap up anyway. And they proved that this ledge was where the owl, like, had its nest area.
Yeah.
And that's where I learnt about it. It was telling you that an owl cannot digest bones, and what it does, it...
Regurgitates. It's the nice word.
Not spews it up. It regurgitates the bones. And because of that, that they found that there was mammals living on the Bahamas what are no longer there anymore.
Right.
Because the wildlife used to eat off it. And even more boring, interesting stuff. Do you know why all those sort of mammals disappeared?
Because somebody ate one.
No.
And it ate another.
Well, it was similar.
What?
It was at the time that a particular race of human was coming from the very South America and coming up the coastline towards the Bahamas. And they obviously was hunting whatever and eating.
Yeah.
All these little creatures, and it eradicated them all.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's another true story from the person who loves telling
true stories. So, wow.
Wow.
So he does like telling true stories. Get this one then.
Minor information.
I was saying about Easter. And the day before Easter, Friday, is the Thursday. It's actually called, do you know what it's called?
Day before Friday.
Yeah.
Thursday.
For Easter, Easter Thursday is Maundy Thursday.
Do you know why they call it Maundy?
Because it's not Tuesday, Wednesday or Friday or Saturday or Sunday. What?
It's to do. Wasn't it to do with something about the Queen giving out a coin to the peasants or the royalty, the kings or something?
It's not money.
No, but there's something to do with Maundy Thursday.
Well, we'll have to look that up. But
I'm
what I'm
do
trying
it now
to tell
I'm
you
to
is,
you.
Maundy Thursday, my grandma, so she would have been, she lived till she was nearly 100 and she died I don't know how long ago. But she always had these old-fashioned sayings and we had to abide by them because my word, if you didn't go by what rules she'd got, she'd play hell. And one was you couldn't put your washing out on Maundy Thursday, especially sheets off your bed.
I know why.
I know what. Go on then, you know why. Because
right. It weren't out to do with Queen giving coins out.
It was to do with religion. It
of
was
course
covering.
It is. That's why it's
course,
Easter.
Yes. Well, the sheet thing was because they put the sheet, apparently.
The Shroud of
the
Turin.
The Shroud over Jesus' head before they shoved him in the little cave.
They weren't and like then, terrorists, just putting a sheet over his head so he didn't know where we were going. They actually wrapped his body
in the
cloth.
Yeah. So you couldn't put any sheets up. So I wonder if they do that here because they're very religious in Greece. So we'll see.
Yes, but it's a different kind of religion, isn't it? It's Orthodox Catholicism here.
Catholicism. That's
what
it.
I just said.
Yeah, but they still believe in Jesus and all that. They're very, very religious with that.
Mm.
So, yeah, so we'll have to see about that. Can you remember what when our kids were in school? Can you remember asking our brother all is about Easter?
When they had religious RE, when they used to do RE at school.
This is a good story. This is a good story.
And bearing in mind, we lived in a Peak District town where the ethnic minorities were a minority.
Yeah.
There was very certainly when I was at school, there was only, I think we had two families who were black. There was no Asian kids. We didn't have any Asian families in the town, I don't think, at that time. No. But anyway.
As we've become adults, then it's obviously a similar kind of thing. But
there's lots more.
So when our kids were little, they've had a lot
But I think they only had one or two kids from ethnic backgrounds. But they was teaching RE in our kids' school. And you could ask him anything about Ramadan.
Oh, it used to get us this, didn't it?
Or you could ask him about any religion other than Christianity, and take it from me, we're not religious, but you could ask him any question about religion, and he could answer a question, what's Ramadan, what's...
We don't even know what other words are,
I don't even know what other words are. Is Ramadan Jewish?
No.
I'm showing my ignorance now. What is Ramadan? Oh, that's Middle Eastern.
All I want to say is Ramadan. You're going to have to cut this bit out. All I want to
this
say
is... This is the wine kicking in.
Ramadan ding dong.
Anyway, we've just lost.
We've just lost a load of people. We're not against anything, but I don't know where that came from.
Well, anyway, so we said to Bradley, it's coming up to Easter one day, and we said to him, right, Bradley, what can you tell us about Easter? What have you learnt at school in your religious education?
Yeah, because we were all for diversity, weren't we?
Yeah, so
you
still
said
are.
It was learning all about the different religions, what things meant.
He knew more about different religions than we did.
Yeah, yeah, and he used to tell us, but then, sorry, I can't let you carry on. So then he says, what about the Christian one, Bradley?
What's Easter all about? Well, Easter is Christian, isn't it? It's about Jesus. And... I think. He's got this from me. So I said, what can you tell me about Easter then, Bradley? Why do we celebrate Easter? What's it all about? And he went, chocolate eggs.
Oh, he went, oh, don't be so stupid. Of course I know what it is. How old would he have been?
Five, six,
seven. Something like that.
Seven or eight.
Of course I know what it is.
Go on then, what is it then?
Go on, Brad, what is it then? What is
chocolate
it?
Chocolate eggs. Right. Are you thick?
Yeah, he put his hands on his hips and went... like tuttered and lifted his head up, rolled his eyes and went, it's about Easter bunnies and chocolate eggs.
So in the year and a half we've been having religious education classes in school,
yeah,
they've not taught him anything about Jesus. So it really knocked us a little bit. Not that I want him to be a Bible basher, but
that they didn't know their own
bearing
Christian
in mind you come from a Christian
things.
Background.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's move on from religion costs.
But also, when you were little with Easter, can you remember how many Easter eggs you used to have? That was great.
I can actually remember
waking up and having about four or five Easter eggs.
I will tell you a little story about Easter, and it always reminds me of it, of me being a kid. I don't know if you can remember the Matchbox toy cars.
Yeah.
What all lads used to use then. And I can say that because girls played with dolls and boys played with cars back then. So I had this Matchbox case, what all my best cars used to be in.
Yeah.
And we was going away, one of my mum and dad's friends, George and Marion.
I say Mildred.
Who lived at back of that church on... where Julie White got married, where I used to do scouts, Brampton Church. They used to live at back of there. We ended up with their dog, Smokey. Can you remember him? My nan and granddad had him after us. A poodle lived to be 24 year old. And we had to have him put down because he got cancer. Well, anyway, moving on. You got about 10 stories in one there. So George said to me, they were good friends with my mum and dad, let's go to Scarborough for Easter weekend. And he'd got a Morris Oxford. No, my dad had got a Morris Oxford, and I remember it were like a burgundy colour, and it had like a mucky grey leather seats.
And you put your chocolate eggs
in
the
bag. I put my chocolate eggs in my Matchbox car case, thinking, that'll keep... Well, there were two in there.
But so your Karen couldn't eat them?
Yeah. No, she'd got hers in her own bag. So
we'd
got some of these chocolate eggs, and I broke all these chocolate eggs up and I put them into me.
Broke them up?
Well, I couldn't fit them in otherwise.
Go on.
And we'd not even probably got to Staveley.
Which was like
4 miles.
Three, four miles.
I thought I'd better just check on my eggs because it were warm. It were a warm weekend.
Yeah.
And they'd all started melting.
Oh.
And I'm getting all sticky in my matchbox, prize box for me
for your
exhibition
toys.
Looking cars when I got back.
So what so did I you thought, do?
I'm going to have to eat these eggs. So I sat in back at car eating all these chocolate eggs. And then a bit later on, my dad says, do you want to come and sit in front? Back in days when we didn't have seat belts and you were all sat in front and kids stood between seats on.
Yeah, and there used to be a little seat in the middle.
The console
that you used to lift up and put all your cassettes in and that it'd go back down and make a lid, wouldn't it?
Well, that was a fabulous seat.
With kids used to have one leg on your side and one leg on passenger side and sit on this little thing.
What about this for another
no
memory?
Seat belt on, ridiculous.
I'm just changing subject slightly. I'll come back to what we're talking about. I can remember we met a family in Cornwall one year in St Mirren on this caravan site, or Charlies, I think they were.
Charlottes, yeah, Charlottes.
And they had a kid called Shay. And I can remember Shay sitting in my dad's car on that console bit.
Yeah, in between the two
a bit younger
seats.
Than us.
Yeah.
And my dad touched brakes and he went forward and hit his head on choke and bust all his lip. For people who have only drove modern cars, on the older cars, you used to have a choke, what you used to have to pull out when you pulled it out too far. He went forward, hit his head. And I think it weren't long after that seatbelts came in. But anyway, 1973, weren't it? Whatever. But going back to Scarborough, my dad says, do you want to come and sit in front? Sit on my knee? Yeah. No. Why would I sit in front on my dad's knee? Because we're in his car. I don't think I'd have sat on a strange man's knee.
You used to sit on the front in your dad between your dad's legs when they were driving when we were young.
I used to hold steering wheel and drive and change gear.
And then he used to say, go on, have a go then. And he'd put his hands behind his back. So you were driving the car.
Down motorway. I had my first accident when I was four.
Yeah.
I went across door carriageway and it's another... Now,
things you do.
I ended up in front of this car. And you know, like when you start feeling travel sick, not that I get it anymore, but back then I started feeling I was getting red hot.
Bearing in mind,
I've had about six chocolate eggs. And it's like, I don't say I feel sick, because what's this? How you feel stupid, don't you, saying I feel sick? And I'm like, swallowing it down. I've got sweat running down my brow.
You don't tell your mum and dad.
And I can feel it. It's coming. It's come. And I threw up chocolate all over the dashboard.
Oh, no.
And I always remember that. I can still see my matchbox car case, because there were melted chocolate in corner and it took me ages to get. I had to scrape it out with a scraper later. But that's my memories of Easter.
Oh, I just remember having loads. Is that your phone or mine?
Must be yours.
Oh, it'll stop in a minute. I just remember getting up and having loads of eggs and the temptation to eat them all at once was like kind of overwhelming at some point. So I thought that was just lovely. And of course, you used to have Cadbury's cream eggs.
And Cadbury's cream eggs
coming
were like
in February.
They were like the size of a full Easter egg nearly.
In the shops in February. You couldn't fit one in your mouth. Whereas now I think I could fit two in.
Well, yeah, I think you could. Your mouth's grown a bit.
No, but just being able to have that Cadbury's cream egg, biting just the lid off it and getting your tongue in. And then when you've got all the middle yellow and white bit out, you actually used to shove the whole rest of the chocolate egg, still in an egg shape, into my mouth. It'd be like that. You'd like have half your mouth open, but just have to suck it and not have to dribble down your chin.
No change then, has it?
Oh, fabulous memories.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now you like to dribble it down your chin.
Yeah, any chocolate, no matter where it is. But yeah, oh, they're lovely things. And I just hope through this COVID malarkey, things like that have come back in, haven't they? They've like got kids to do hunt for the Easter eggs hunt and little games like that.
Which is okay if...
If you hide them really well.
No.
What?
if the cream eggs weren't the size of them little tiny... What did you used to have them for? You used to...
They were making Easter bonnets. I mean, you used to have Easter...
When you used to make little things with pipe cleaners at school.
Easter bonnet and parade.
And school used to give you them tiny little chocolate eggs.
They're lovely.
Well, that's like the size of a cream egg now.
What
cream eggs used to be massive when I was little.
The cream eggs have gone tiny.
Mm.
I know.
You don't even get a full yolk in them.
Ridiculous, and they were lovely.
Talk about not making, not enough to make an omelette.
Yeah, I wonder if anywhere's had any Easter. I know they won't have had Easter parades because you can't parade anywhere. But I wonder if that'll come back in.
With floats and lorries.
With your hats. My mum and dad used to. We used to go put butlins and all stuff like that, and they used to have Easter bonnet parade. Everybody used to get involved with trying to make this hat that looked wow to win something, didn't they? To win another holiday, usually.
Can you remember Easter floats?
Oh, where you used to sit on back, Easter
where you used
floats.
To sit on back of lorries and everybody used to dress up. And
we actually
drive
joined
town.
Me and our Caroline and Liz. I've got two sisters, no brothers, two sisters. We actually joined Sunday school because they had a float.
Weren't you one of them cheerleader
around.
Things?
No. Well, I did that as well.
Chesterfield
that were banned. Oh, brilliant memories. But no, we joined the Sunday school because they had a lorry, open back lorry, that they used to dress up and do everything. Obviously, Easter and other
and
times of year.
You got free pop.
You got free orange and you got free biscuits. But we loved that, balancing up back of a lorry, balancing as it were moving. Similar to what they do here in Greece, isn't it, really? It's marvellous to watch when they have these parades on.
Health and safety won't let them do it
anymore.
Yeah,
bring it all back in. Oh,
I can remember you used to have, you've always got St John's Ambulance Brigade at any event you do. So they had all their volunteers. They'd normally lead march. Then you'd have one at local bands. The toppers.
And I was in Chesterfield Toppers.
You'd have somebody.
My dad
like
even made me. Sorry, my dad even made me one of them things to twiddle around.
Twirly stick.
Yeah, it got a
brass end.
No, it got a metal bat on.
Oh, yours had a cheat. You had a ring on it, so you could spin it.
Mine had a ring on it. Mine had like got a. What's
you could
one of
just
them
keep
called?
Spinning it.
I
a bearing.
Can't remember that name. Screw, well, not a screw,
a bearing.
It would come off, a bearing, would it? So I could just keep going like that with my hands.
And everybody's
like
thinking, bloody hell, she's
bloody
good.
Bloody hell, she's good at that. And it just used to spin, 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 spin. We all had one, and then used to put it under your arm like that. Don't tell me you didn't used to play and have a stick or whatever. It's like Christopher Robin.
No,
and what's
I had nunchucks.
So you used to do your thing like that in your band. And then depending whether you were going to go, attention, and like to do left, right, or whatever, then it used to go under your armpit and you'd hold that little stubbly bit there like that. And then when you used to turn corner,
you used to put your arm out.
Leader used to have to put their arm out so you know whether you were turning right or left. But everybody else used to have to lift that little stick up. When you used to have to march on the spot. And then you used to have to turn right or left, depending on which way they've shown you with their arm. And then you used to have to lift your stick up as you turned round, and then before you set off again. Oh, oh, but it were brilliant.
But as I was saying,
loved it. Go on.
You'd got St John's Brigade.
Yeah.
Then you'd have toppers, you lot.
Yeah.
Then you'd have a couple of trucks. Then you'd have local police. Ambulance service,
yep.
TA Army,
fire
you'd have
engines.
Army cadets, Sea Scouts, Scouts, Cubs. They didn't have beavers back then.
No,
but
everybody.
You had everybody. Then some more lorries.
Yeah. Then parents walking alongside with all the kids. And they used to walk down
all
main
through,
roads
all through
everywhere
town.
And then congregate in a park somewhere.
No, it used to stop. It used to normally stop outside town hall and that mayor would come out, do a bit of a speech.
And then all leave.
Say, right. See you. Ta-ra. See you next year.
Very good.
And then all non-suspicious women would go home and put the washing out.
Yeah.
Because it
bring
weren't Thursday
it
anymore. It was Sunday.
Yeah. Bring all that back. That's just amazing.
Yeah, but it's health and safety.
It's,
what
if some, yeah, but it's community
what if somebody
things.
Falls off that lorry? What if one of them little kids throwing the stick up in air hits somebody?
Yeah, somebody used to throw that.
Well, of course you did.
Front.
That's what we're all about.
One at front and you were walking. At the Can you imagine health and safety going off now? One at the front, or were ever so good, they throw it up 20 however many feet in the air, as high as they could anyway, while it's spinning and doing, carrying on walking, then I had to catch it.
If you remember when I did my passing out parade, when I went force, and we got band at front playing all drill marching music.
Yeah.
And bloke at front with his baton doing it. And he used to throw it up and down, yeah, and left and right. And I can remember that. God, it took 14 weeks to learn that march for, yeah, a 40-minute drill sequence.
Yeah.
And
love
you got it
marching
in your head. 1, 2, 3, 4. Turn, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Turn, 2, 3, 4. Hey, about 10. 10. Pause. Off, 2, 3.
I bet you could still do it now, really, if you try.
I can remember a lot of it.
Yeah.
We'll have to find my video.
Yeah. I think we'll have to start up a Facebook thing.
It.
Bring back marching. Bring back parades.
I used to be in our marching team, because when I first joined, they still used to have the marching team.
There's always that dickhead. There's always that dickhead who can't march. Who
it
does? Who right. does? That weren't you?
Puppet on a string.
I used to do like right leg and left arm. Right
no,
arm.
Right leg, right arm.
Same arm and same leg. So they'd be walking like that.
Puppet.
And they were really trying hard. They were trying too hard.
They were very trying.
But there was always one
person. It used
to
really annoy me when you're doing your marching and you've, yeah, been practicing and your squad's got it off to a T. And then you've got everybody had that one dickhead in the platoon, the regiment, whatever you want, the squad. And he didn't give a shit about marching. He weren't bothered if he went wrong.
Are you sure he didn't bother if he went wrong?
He weren't bothered.
This is not the one who's doing lefty righty.
Yeah, there was one in every team.
Oh, he would have been bothered. It would have really bothered him that he couldn't do it.
They weren't bothered, Jen. If they were bothered, they'd have paid attention and followed everybody. They was not bothered. They didn't give a shit whether they're out to think. They weren't bothered how their regiment or the platoon, the squad, looked. They were just, I've got
then
to walk around this parade square.
Well, they weren't for it then, were they?
No.
They should have been thrown out.
They should have been. They should have been shot at dawn.
Standards. Keep the
Commandant's
standards.
Commandant's parade, shot at dawn.
Yeah, off. If you can't do it right, you're not in. If your name's not on the list,
you don't want to be in it.
If you don't want to be in it,
your name's not on the list.
You can't do it.
See ya.
Standards.
Wouldn't want to be you.
Yeah. So we're all for standards, aren't we, us old fogies?
So if you can't march,
if you can't march and if you can't lift that
baton
up when you're turning right, when you're supposed to, or turning left, then there's no hope for you.
No.
Anyway, you're out.
Have you got any gripes?
Not really.
Is it even worth me playing the gripe time intro?
Are we just going to tell everybody that it's taken me for ages and I'm really now?
It's gripe time. Let's spill the beans. Bring it on.
You were saying?
I was just going to ask people or see if they could think of, if it occurred to them as well. Like, it takes me forever to get you to do stuff. It also takes forever.
Your phone's
gone
again.
They obviously want me. It takes you forever to cut your hair, but we did manage to get your hair cut, didn't you, the other day, yesterday?
I managed to cut my hair.
So you now look really neat, clean and tidy, instead of scruffy,
dirty.
Layabout, whatever.
That's cool. Well, I ain't got any gripes about you because I think Will shines out your arse.
Oh, bless.
No, sun shines out your arse. Not Will. Your arse is not big enough for Will to shine out on it.
Thanks. No, but I just thought, you look at people and if your hair is nice, if your hair's nice and kept up with the, not necessarily trends, but it's clean and it looks smart, then it means to a woman that the rest of you're smart.
Mm.
It's like my mum used to say, always have a clean pair of knickers on in case you get run over, or always wear some nice shoes because it says a lot about you. Well, to me, in this community,
polished shoes,
if your hair,
clean fingernails.
Yeah. to me...
In this community?
As in our liverboards on a boat?
The worse your hair looks, the more salty you are.
But salty means dirty.
No, it means you're a seasoned sailor.
To me, it means dirty. It means scruffy. It means you've not had a shower.
You're
for
the one
now
who
long.
Says you like your salty hair.
I do, but I like it clean. I like the salt
I can't
and pepper.
Keep up with it.
No, I like the salt and pepper look, and I like the shaggy look, but I want it to look clean. Because if your hair's a mess, it makes me think...
What's your pubes like?
What's your pubes like? How clean are you around your lower arm?
That's just brought me back to thinking about that owl. Cat fur balls.
You know, so you've got to think about what you look like on the outside, because it does make people think...
What's it like on the inside?
It's the same with houses. If your house is a mess on the outside, like your garden's unkempt, your front door paint's all peeling.
Your
grass has not been cut.
You've not trimmed your bush.
You've not done your edging right. That makes me think that's what the house inside looks like. Mm. But it's true.
Can you remember them neighbours we used to have? They used to piss in bottles and leave it there. Oh, we'll not go there.
No, but another thing, when we were young, before we got married and I was living with my mum and dad, obviously, just going back to sometimes where I'm trying to say the old people ways are sometimes better than what the newfangled ways are. I'm not saying this is better, but it's strange. We had neighbours who lived at Newbold, where we did. They even used to get the scrubbing brush out, clean the walls that lined their front
garden. Do you know
why?
Because they didn't have bloody PlayStations then.
Yeah.
They had no to-do-dog.
Yeah, but do you know what I thought? How clean are their nails? How clean is their house?
Yeah, but you know, if you never saw them...
Even the walls were clean.
If you never saw them because they were always inside playing on PlayStation, you might have not even gone into second thought anyway, thinking about he's got mucky nails, because you don't see him anyway.
No, but them who were playing inside in the PlayStation, they've got a mucky outside.
Just stiffer.
They've got a dirty, mucky outside. Mm-hmm. Because there's always little jobs
to do. Well, they didn't
like
have PlayStations back then.
No.
So they wouldn't have been playing
PlayStations
on the PlayStation.
PlayStations aren't one of the best things, in my opinion, anyway.
No.
I've never liked them. All these bad games and stuff. It makes people think that murder and all that kind of shit... Whoops. Beep. All that kind of rubbish.
Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto. Are you never allowed my kids to play on that?
Can you remember that day when they come home? One of the friends lent it to him.
Yeah.
Took PlayStation off them.
Mad. We took the PlayStation off them. There's absolutely no way you're playing that.
You can play Spyro. Let that dragon chase Easter eggs around bloody fantasy world.
Yeah. Yeah, but that is what it's for.
Even Spyro, when he breathed
fire
on baddies, it didn't kill them.
No,
they just went
blah,
blah, blah, blah,
and
walked away.
And then they got up again.
There were none of this, let's run a prostitute down and get three... I don't even know how it plays that game. I've never played it.
Yeah, but they used to rob a bank and kill as many people as they can. And the graphics that they use and everything now are so brilliant.
Have you seen some of women on that game, though? I watched...
We watched a film
they
on
look
the night
better than
that
real.
Was on it, where they were going in and they'd got, I can't remember what film it was, but it was something, they were playing a video game and he was like having sex with her, weren't he?
No, he was having sex with his mate.
Oh, yeah. That's what gets you
They had
it.
A chip. These two blokes, he bought him for his birthday this chip, what you just stick on, it's like an headset, I think. And then you play this like PlayStation game, but it puts you into the reality game. And they were playing one of these karate kung fu fighting things.
But he was a man.
But he played a man.
And
his mate who gave him the chip came in as a woman.
Yeah.
And they ended up...
shagging.
Forgetting fighting and started shagging each other in this game.
So every night he's saying, are you meeting me at 6 o'clock? Because we'll have
a
game.
Yeah, but then he wanted to do it for real, didn't he?
Yeah, it just... games, the
virtual reality, folks, eh?
Summer, it's good, isn't it? But I mean, there's a line that you've got to draw, surely. You know, have your fantasy things that are not like reality. Keep it in your fantasy. And but less of this killing rubbish and what have you. Anyway, that shows our age, doesn't it?
Yeah. So anyway, I'm not going to grouse about you this week, my sweetheart.
Bless you.
I think you're wonderful.
Thanks.
And on that point,
We'll end it there.
We're going to end it there. Well, are we on a high note?
Yeah.
And I'm saying you're lovely.
Oh, bless. I love
Plus, my
too.
Glass is empty because I need a refill anyway. So, yeah. And I know if you get up to go and get that wine bottle from over there, you're going to bank microphones and everything. Yeah. So we'll knock it on the head at that. So thanks for listening.
Thanks. I hope you enjoyed that.
And we'll see you next time.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay,
so you've been listening to the Carl and Jenny Talk About podcast. That's it for this week. All music is provided by epidemicsounds.com. And our podcast host is buzzsprout.com. If you'd like further information or even get yourself a discount by using their services, use the links in the show notes to find out more about them. See you next time.